Well, if you're a little chilly sitting in the seats for the World Cup in South Africa this year, you don't have to worry about it in 2022 because it's going to be played in Qatar. And the temperature in Qatar regularly rises to above 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Joining us to talk about the decision yesterday by the World Cup governing body to host the World Cup tournaments in 2022 in Qatar, and also the 2018 decision, is Stephanie Hancock, BBC reporter in Doha, Qatar. Are they dancing in the streets there, or are the air-conditioned offices, Stephanie?
Dancing in the streets last night. I was in downtown Doha when the announcement came through, and certainly there was a lot of excitement. Everyone sort of decamped into their cars and started driving around the city, beeping their horns, waving the Qatari national flag around. So, yeah, definitely there was a lot of excitement.
And if you were cold in South Africa in 2018, they're going to be really cold in Russia when the World Cup is held. But 2022. In Qatar, the weather would seem to be a bit of a problem. Qatar certainly has the money to support a World Cup tournament, but the infrastructure and the weather?
Yeah, I mean, the weather is the big issue, really. As you say, in British terms, I'm going to be speaking in Celsius, I'm afraid, but temperatures reach about 40, 45, right. even 50 degrees centigrade in the summer. On top of that, you have to add the humidity, of course. Sometimes that can be 80 or 90%. So what that means is you open the front door, and within 2 minutes, you are pretty much wet through. So, yeah, it's a difficult proposition. Qatar thinks it's solved the problem. It's designed these sort of super high-tech stadiums which are going to blast cool air onto pitches and onto the fans sitting in the stadium watching the matches. But the big issue will be, you know, what are people going to do when matches aren't on? It's like an oven out there in the middle of the summer. There's not a whole lot to see anyway. It's just a very, very small country, smaller than the state of Connecticut, right. I should point out. But yeah, the heat will be a major problem.
Smaller than the state of Connecticut, but with more natural gas than almost any place else in the world, except for maybe Russia in the United States. The fact that it has this natural gas means they can even envision stadiums that are open that just blow cold air onto the grass and blow cold air onto the stands, right?
Exactly. I mean, they have practiced this technology, I should say. They have built a smallish stadium here in Doha, which they demonstrated to FIFA officials during their visit. A small stadium fit for only five-a-side football. The technology does work, or they claim it does work, but yeah, it's not terribly green. I mean, it is solar-powered. It's 100% carbon neutral. But yeah, it's the idea of sort of open-air air conditioning on a grand scale, which might make some people feel a little bit uncomfortable, should we say.
And it's the future. The royal family there in Qatar must be lording it over the folks in Dubai who get all the attention in that part of the world. When 2022 rolls around, it's going to be all Qatar, right? Eh?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of jealousy in this region. You know, all the different Gulf countries love to compete with each other. So certainly this is Qatar's chance to shine. Dubai, as you said, has been stealing the spotlight from, you know, all the other countries in the region for the past few years. So this will be Qatar's big moment. And, yeah, everyone here, you know, can't wait. The royal family, certainly, this will be their moment to shine.
Very quickly, is Qatar a football power in any sense?
Not really.
No.
It's only ranked 113
only
in the world.
113. Stephanie Hancock, BBC reporter in Doha, Qatar, where the 2022 World Cup will be held. Thanks so much, Stephanie.